This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونِ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect you from any evil. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, I'm very excited to start a new series, 55 Things That Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sought Refuge From. As we all know, my brothers and sisters, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua by itself is a form of ibadah. It's an act of worship. And dua could be by asking Allah Azza wa Jal something, or could be a form of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a form of dua, and also asking Allah to protect us from things is also a form of dua, which will be our topic insha'Allah. There are five arkan, there are five pillars of isti'adah. Okay, of seeking refuge. First, al-isti'adah itself. What does it mean? What does a'udhu mean? The word a'udhu, linguistically, means to take refuge and seek protection in something or someone. To seek protection, in something or someone. Then we have the second rukun, al-musta'id himself, the one who's asking, seeking help. By doing that, when we seek help, when we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, we are proving that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is ala kulli shay'in qadir. That shows that we are weak and Allah is the Almighty. We are poor and Allah is the All-Rich. So Al-Musta'id himself is the one who's showing poverty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes the most important rukun, which is the third rukun, Al-Musta'ad bih, the one who we are asking from, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah, the one who will tell something be, and it will be. Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Here is the one, Al-Musta'ad bih. And then we get to the one who are we seeking refuge from, al-musta'ad minh, who is the one that we are seeking refuge from, and that is mainly the shaitan. And in Arabic, the word shaitan comes from the root shaitana, shaitana, which means distanced. It means distance. The shaitan is called the shaitan because of his distance from the truth and his rejection to it. Now, many people think that the shayateen are only from jinn. No, shayateen are also from humans, from ins also. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him to protect us from the shayateen of ins, of humans, and the shayateen of jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِّ. That's a dalil, that's an evidence that the shayateen are from both mankind and jinnkind. Allah said, likewise, we made for every messenger an enemy, from the shayateen among men and among jinn. And finally, the fifth rukun is, what are we seeking refuge from? What are we seeking refuge from? We are seeking refuge from all spiritual and physical evils. Right? For example, we are seeking refuge from being misguided. We are seeking refuge from poverty, from disbelief, from kufr. We are seeking refuge from evil diseases, from worries, and so on. So inshallah ta'ala, this is a very important series. Please, brothers and sisters, learn these du'as that we will be, inshallah, discussing. Learn them, share them, forward them to others. So this will become a sadaqah jariyah to all of us. So inshallah ta'ala, starting this Saturday, we will start our first du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, whatever he sought refuge from. And we will learn them, explain the meaning, and try to memorize them and share them with everybody. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from all kinds of evil. All the ahadith and all the dua that I will be quoting are 100% authentic, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah help me to provide this information and this knowledge to you, inshaAllah. And may Allah make all our a'mal sincerely for His sake. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون.